the progress of Google talking to 34 communities, AT&T talking to 100 communities, Cox saying they're going to do it throughout their territories, is a big change from where we were a year ago. But they haven't started building yet. So the real question is, do we see in 2015, probably, the kind of deployment that then resets the bar for what Americans expect the internet to be?
In the communities that do have high-speed internet, is it proving to be a competitive service that is capable of making money and also taking customers away from the slower speed services?
We don't know for certain, but a few weeks ago there was a Wall Street report that, based on a survey they had done, suggested Google was going to capture 75% of the market.
In the market
of Kansas City, which is the first place they've deployed. I got to believe that number is high, but if it's anywhere close to accurate, it demonstrates a real pent-up demand for this kind of product, and it would absolutely be sustainable at those levels.
How many years would it take for the country to be built out for this sort of thing, considering that penetration is so low right now?
Look, the cable industry demonstrated 3 years ago at the cable show that they can upgrade their networks fairly easily to much higher speeds. But there's no competitive pressure, or at least there wasn't then, to do so. So they haven't done it. So it really depends, I think, on what communities like Champaign-Urbana do, what the citizens here do. If people sign up for this, that's going to cause a lot of other communities to say, hey, we need to have this too. It's going to cause other companies to say, we want to be in this business. And so I think that would accelerate the deployment of such networks.
Are there even greater obstacles, or maybe technological obstacles, for getting services of this speed and capacity to really rural areas, the sort of areas that, say, would not have cable TV?
There are no technological obstacles, but there are significant economic obstacles. And it's not clear to me that in real rural areas it's ever going to make economic sense unless the government wants to very heavily subsidize the connection. The rural advantage is that in rural areas there's a huge amount of underutilized spectrum. So there's new technologies coming forward where, with fixed wireless, you can get much higher speeds than rural communities enjoy today. We just as a country have to get a lot smarter about delivering abundant bandwidth as opposed to relying on the old voice and video networks, which were not built for data. We have to move into the 21st century and have the networks that were very specifically designed to do data, whether it be on abundant spectrum in rural areas or through fiber in more urban areas.